And moving forward in time a little bit, a poem from Palladium. This is a poem about adolescence, a time of life I've written about quite often. I'm drawn to it, I think, because it was such a painful time, and I think it often is, a time of change and a difficult time to go through, which makes it interesting. Things that are very terrible or very wonderful stand out so in memory that I think we tend to write about them. And there's a persona in this poem, very strange kind of a person, actually. You'll see. Fugitive. Stars, though famous by definition, are anonymous in spirit. Unlike boys, the star did not demand a certain level of response. She could flip through rows of him without feeling blunt. She imagined that he imagined her, and that was how she could exist. Like a captive crisscrossed from room to room across a nation, she had trouble telling one place from another. For instance, she believed the same class had been going on for years throughout her school. Priests were mixed messages. Their words formed a gray frost on her face, like breath on a windshield. You haven't a chance, they seem to say, so take it. In their black casks, most of the sisters listened like women who had been killed several times. Nuns, she thought. In class, she wished up gardens off the straight and narrow toward water events, stone holes spouting, cherry trees that drew things to them and disposed of them, a mildly active perfection. Hundreds of goldfish flitting like polished nails in ponds. Or a mossy house with walls of water, so risky no one would stay for long. The days were held breaths, let out with irritation when she got home, as if someone there had clamped a hand over her mouth. At night, she clipped articles about the star and read. Books understood her. She read how you could lose a limb and still feel it reaching. But her experience was, as ever, opposite. You could keep a body and feel you'd lost it. She had long nails and always did everything with them. But to play the stars' songs on guitar, she had to clip the white tips. The strings left pink incisions backed by fugitive stings, surprising after years of not touching. She began to dream the auditory dreams of the blind, to read in the dark and with her hands like them.